Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert, kein Stress, kein Drama. In der ING-App regelst du deine Karten selbst. Wunschpin, Limits setzen, sperren mit einem Klick, alles direkt von dir gesteuert. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Pat McGann. Coming up in just a second.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Well, I'm bad right to the bone. I'll be 17 in a month or so. I live fast, just like a rocket. New driver's permit in my back pocket. Rev my engine at the light. Smoke and squeal as my tires ignite. And the whole world knows exactly what that says about me. I don't buy my own tires. No, no. These white walls rolling, I'm a grocery getter. I did not buy them on my own credit. No Michelin man ever saw a dollar of my cash money where the road meets the rubber. I've been riding in the G-Ride, hoopty jack. Never mind the baby seat in the back. I'm a rebel on the run. I'm a man with a mission. I can stay up past 11 if I get permission. Slide the stop sign and ride your tail. Pass on the shoulder, throwing gravel like hail. The bass is pumping and the whole world knows all about me. For insurance either. No, 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 no. I don't buy my own Michelin, Dunlop, Uniroyal, and Hoosier, Continental, Sears, Arizonian, Cooper, Goodrich, Goodyear, Bridgestone, Pirelli, Yokohama, General, Firestone, O'Kelly. I don't buy them. I don't buy my
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We are joined by comedian Pat McGann.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, nice sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to be here.
Great to see you, Pat.
Yeah.
Pat, good to see you guys.
Pat
nice
is cultivating the my look, the tracksuit look.
Yep.
The track jacket look. I like that.
It's a good look. It's
stripes on my sleeve.
It's relaxed, but in no way sloppy.
Yes. It's not sloppy. It does. We do look more or less put together.
Yeah.
Yes. I think Al Jackson started this. I don't know.
Not like me with my hoodie.
It protects the pitting out too, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Starts big.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I had to layer up.
A lot of.
You're a pitter.
Oh yeah. You over you. Let's tell our story about the super pitter.
Super pitter.
Who is Tommy Jonigan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He sweats a lot on stage.
Yes.
I don't know how much stage he's on anymore, but yeah, he had to wear, didn't he have to wear feminine hygiene pads under his?
I think he did try that.
Yeah, it was something else. It was something else, Pat. He would have pitted right through the tracksuit, actually.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, you're a sweater.
I'm horrible on
stage.
Are
you a sweat towel comedian? Do you bring one of those? Do you bring
You
do?
Yeah, me and Cedric the Entertainer. We both bring a big bath towel on stage.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Do you reference it when you use it?
Yeah. I mean, I try to make some stupid, like, silly reference to it, but whatever the current president, you know, like, I'm sweating up here worse than Biden trying to give a speech, you know, some stupid.
No matter who the current president is.
Yeah, whoever it is. That's who I throw under the bus.
Pat, are you, what about your personal life? You married? You otherwise? You got kids?
Divorced.
Divorced. Yes.
Did we know that from last time?
Reborn.
Was it kind of, the last time we saw you, maybe it was.
You were going through fresh, that?
Or? Yeah, maybe I was telling you in between.
Yeah,
commercials.
Yeah, it might not have been.
It's on air now.
Maybe not on the air then.
Yeah. It's public.
Yeah,
it is.
So you are divorced, huh?
I am. Okay. And via Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
You got divorced on Zoom?
Yeah, can you believe that?
I can.
It's like, am I divorced? I mean, I am, but it's like, can we be like a little bit more? Can we dress it up? Shouldn't we be on Teams or something? That would feel more official.
You're not a team anymore. But that is you can't be on Teams.
That's a real thing. The Zoom divorce, and it is like an energy, because I got in there early, and there's, you know, chatter in the squares. One guy was like throwing a party, like just, you know, screaming like, I'm getting divorced today. And his lawyer's like, mute yourself, Alejandro. Mute yourself.
Alejandro.
Are you one of those single dads on the weekend with the kids, or?
It's even split. So I have them, you know, my days are Mondays, Tuesdays, and then every other weekend.
Okay.
So it's good. I like the schedule. It's a lot easier to parent when you have time off.
There's an end. You're not there for the duration.
Yeah.
It's kind of like World War II. They were there until it was over, you know. Yeah.
This is like stepping out. But I get a lot of time with my kids because, you know, they're busy. I get, you know, playing sports. I got one in hockey.
Oh,
fourth grade. Yeah. Had a tryout. Can you believe that?
Tryout to make the hockey team. He's in fourth grade.
You know what the tryout was? Can you come up with $2,500?
Yeah.
That was the tryout. He came home. He's like, Dad, I made the team. He's like, I know. Got the fraud alert from Chase. I replied, one, you're on the squad.
Is that travel hockey?
It is light travel, so not like...
I've heard that hockey is the most expensive
sport.
Youth
hockey's crazy.
Your children can get
it. It's kind of unfortunately expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, now as a parent, you're on the team too. You got to like dive all... You got to manage the schedule. You join a group text. Every team comes with a group text.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, that's fun.
And this thing is blowing up more than my family group text.
Sure.
Like 4th of July, it was lighting up. Like, hey, who's that? Grandma and Grandpa? Like, no, it's the hockey team. Yeah. Just thinking about you guys, too.
We're thankful we're on the team.
Yeah. And there's always someone in there oversharing. Like, Brooks can't make practice tonight. My mother-in-law had a stroke. We're going to be in ICU till we see things through. Go Knights. Yeah, so it takes over your life, but it's good. I'm happy, and I think the kids are doing well.
So can I ask how old you are?
I just turned 49 in May.
Okay.
So, all right. Knocking on the door.
And how old are the kids?
My daughter just turned 13, my son just turned 12, and then I got a guy who will be 11 in September.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, was it your daughter that was doing gymnastics, was it?
She was, like, way back.
Oh, okay.
Which was, like, ridiculous. You know, she couldn't even do, I don't know. It's like, why are we teaching them gymnastics when they're, you know, 3-4 years old? Like, they don't even know how to, you know, tie their shoes. Like, you can't do a somersault. I don't know. I used to have a bit about the gymnastics thing, but it was a long time ago before the divorce, and now I can't remember.
Sorry about that.
I feel like I'm doing gymnastics right now.
You know, I've been divorced.
Am I sweating?
I've been divorced 3 times.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Christy's been divorced 3 times.
3 times, yeah.
Oh, that's... Wow.
Oskay, you've been divorced once.
Twice.
Twice? Yeah. I didn't know you were twice. 2 times. Yeah.
Josh?
No, I've never been married. Yeah. So
really?
Yeah.
So you're the smart one.
Hang on, I'll take this, everybody. Nice for you.
It has been pretty nice. Yeah. My money has been mine.
Yeah.
Well, you should be running the support group then for all of us here.
Yeah.
They don't like to hear any love anything
from really?
Me.
No. I love everything about them. Shut up. A good friend will tell you to shut up.
Yes, anyway. Yes.
Where do you live, Pat?
Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a big pool there.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I mean, you know, and people
are
talk
dating?
Trash about Chicago. I am. Yes, I am dating someone, and I think it's serious all of a sudden because the texts have changed.
Oh,
you know, like I used to get like selfies or like a link, like, "Hey, we should go here." Now I'm getting like, "Hey, watch this video on how to listen better." Here's a reel about emotional intelligence. I don't know how to respond to those texts, right? I always just like heart it, like click the heart, and then like, so true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, now to listen better. Okay.
Yeah, if you start texting back, I know, right? A lot. That's right.
Yeah. Okie doke.
All right. Just,
the exclamation point's great, too. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You've said that.
Did you date, kind of play the field, if you will, before you got this new relationship?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. You know, I was just kind of. And then I met someone.
Were you dating while you were married? Is that why you had the divorce?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Or? Yeah, that's how it all.
Oh, okay.
No, I was, you know, when you're kind of getting out of it, you're not really thinking like, I want to be with someone exclusively right away,
right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to do a bit about that, you know, because when I was married, it was like, hey, you wish you were, you think you're going to marry, you know, meet someone just like me? Is like, you know, it's like, yeah, that's what I want. When I get divorced, I just want to, same storyline, different cast.
A reboot.
Well, yeah. This is where you yell at me for no reason. Okay. All right. So what have you been doing? You've been on the road. You've been out there. You've been, you're dating. You've got kids everywhere. You're playing hockey.
Playing hockey, traveling. I just got back from, I did take like a week off. Went to.
So comedians who are on tour do take vacations, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, a little getaway.
Yeah.
Well, my parents actually rented a place in Michigan, like a lake house.
All right.
So I went up there, which is great because my parents are getting older, though, which is kind of tough to see, you know? And I know they're getting older because I go to their condo and it's very hot. That's when you know.
Oh, yeah.
When it gets like balmy in the habitat, you're getting near the credits.
That's true. Close to the credits, Josh.
Yeah. And I give him crap about it, too. Like, what is going on? Like, are you typing your age into the thermostat? Like, do you have a wrestling match this weekend? You trying to sweat it out? You got to make weight?
I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, I don't know. They just get a little.
Cold.
Yeah.
I know. I'm colder.
Are you?
That, yeah.
You keep your house
I think so. Yeah.
Warmer?
71 or 69. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your thermostat set at?
70.
70?
Yeah.
Right. See, I don't like even numbers. That's my problem.
I don't like odd numbers. So there you go.
There you go. Yeah. That explains a lot.
Uh-huh.
What about the temperature?
Yeah. Okay, Pat. All right. So did you do anything with your parents, like a picnic or went out to the Michigan nightlife? Or I'm so sick of Michigan, I could spit.
Yeah, we just hung out, you know, which is nice because usually like... Historically, my parents took us on vacations where we had to like learn things. That's what our summer, you know, we would go like Williamsburg, Virginia.
Oh.
You know, that would be like our spring break going to colonial America. And then you go back to school, try and compete with other kids, come back from like Disneyland, you know, like trying to tell you a story about Space Mountain. Like, hey, can I show you guys how to churn butter? Want to spin some yarn?
Well, a lot of people have given me grief for this in my childhood vacations, but I didn't think it was weird when we were doing it. And I still don't think it's weird, maybe because I lived it. But for our vacations as a family, there were only the three of us, my mom and dad and me. We would go to neighboring towns, laundromats, and do our laundry. And then we would drive back home. That is a true
So you only did a day trip,
if you will, like
on a tank of gas.
Like one at the beginning of the week, one at the end of the week,
okay.
And nothing showy.
Would you have lunch at an out of town restaurant?
Yep, we'd do that
in between cycles, or
I don't know why people continue to make fun of me because of this.
But, I think it was just asking.
I thought you brought it up for that.
We enjoyed. No, you're right. And I would play in the laundry baskets.
I had to spend some time at the laundromat this weekend.
Is that right?
Oh, really?
And man, there's nothing that makes you feel like you haven't accomplished what you're supposed to than being at the laundromat and being probably the only English speaker. I mean, let's just say if you worked for ICE and you needed the laundromat
some sort of quota.
Yeah. I mean, man. People that just got here yesterday, and I've been here my whole life, and we're doing laundry at the same place, right next to each other. Like, I haven't succeeded.
I'm surprised it didn't feel like vacation.
Yeah, right? That's what it feels like.
I should have brought the kids. I didn't even think.
Now, if you'd taken me, it would feel like vacation to me.
I never minded the laundromat when I had to do it.
I never minded it either.
You got four loads done in 1 hour, pretty much, or 2 hours.
Yes. Just sit there and read a book while you're
It wasn't terrible.
Well, yeah. I was doing the whole family's laundry, and most of it was lady clothes.
Okay.
And a couple of the gentlemen watching me fold clothes, I think, thought that that's how I roll. Like, I am a cross-dresser who is just doing my laundry on the weekend.
That man has a wife and a family. They went cross-dressing.
When you have to wash your wife's clothes, changes it.
7 o'clock on a Saturday morning was all men.
Yeah, okay.
At the laundry.
That's interesting.
It was no women, which was awesome. And no offense, Christy.
That's right.
But it was all single men and me.
Huh.
So.
Huh.
Does it change like when you're making out with your wife? It's like, hey, I'm not going to rip this shirt off. I'm going to lay this out. You probably wear this.
you're invested in it.
Yeah.
Fold that properly.
Pat said the word slap.
Yeah.
Which is very young. You must have gotten that from your kids. That's a very young term.
Or your new girlfriend.
Oh, that's how they talk now. They come up with good ones. Yeah. I will give them that.
Yes.
You know? But they have a different language, and they're not going to have like a final deathbed saying. I've been talking about like this generation. When they check out years from now, it's going to be like, hey, what did he say before he passed? Like, he didn't say anything. He texted me a meme.
Yeah.
And then he was struggling to open his eyes. It was just like, yeet.
Yeah.
6'7".
What's 6'7" mean?
I don't know. That's another thing that I'm hearing from my kids. They say 6'7" all the time. I think it's from a song, but I don't know what it means.
The meaning of 6'7".
Yeah. I haven't heard that one yet.
That's why it's fun watching them try and talk with my parents. When my parents come over, like, I don't know if you ever get stuck between those generations. You're really trying to keep all of them off their screens. Like, hey, mom, you want to stop coloring on that for a minute? But when my mom is trying to talk to my grandson, or her grandson, my son, it's like she needs a glossary, you know?
Are you the translator?
Yeah, try to. She tries to engage, like, hey, how's summer going? He's like, bro. You know, it's like.
That's your grandma.
Yeah.
Buddy, come on. We got to, like. You know.
Bro. It's your grandmother.
Yeah, bro. I asked my son the other day if he had ever drank alcohol. He goes, bruh, I'm 18. Of course I drank alcohol. I'm like, bruh. I'm not a bra. You can't bra your dad.
If anything, right. Your pa.
Yeah, you don't bra your dad.
Yeah, I'm literally not your brother.
Yeah.
I don't know much, but here's what I think. Certain females in the world ain't nothing but stank. They got rich husbands.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.